MSMWholesale.com presents the MSM Miracle, MSM, Yeast, Drugs, and Nutrition.
See, your fingernails have more sulfur in it than any other cells in your body, but they're not critical. So when your kidney needs it, it gets it. So when you see people with thick, woody, soft, brittle, layering, splitting, developing ridges, hair splits on the ends, gets thin, and comes out when you shower, those are some of the first symptoms of sulfur deficiency in diet. Now, some of your vitamins and minerals you don't utilize without MSM available are pantothenic acid, selenium, calcium, manganese, germanium, CoQ10, vitamins A, C, D, and E, all of your inner enzymes and all amino acids are sulfur bonders. Some people have symptoms, the doctor gives you a little magnesium, it does the job, and the first thing they give it doesn't seem to help much. They didn't have the MSM to utilize it. Some of your vitamins and minerals that may or may not be sulfur bonders, we know that when the cells are leathery, they can't get in, the toxins can't get out, they're not going to do a lot of good. So when those cells are permeable and they can get in and the toxins can come out, it's going to do a more efficient job. So it takes all nutrition, and it helps it get in and do its job properly. So if you're allergic to penicillin, Motrin, or steroid type or arthritic drugs, you can take the MSM an hour before you become drug tolerant. It normalizes the body so it uses medication properly. It does not work against anything. Anybody here ever seen anybody or know anybody that's been taking prednisone for a long time? They become grayish looking, they get leathery looking, and you walk up and take the side of your finger, you just tap them like that and they bleed internally and they bruise. Prednisone shuts down collagen production. It shuts down flesh production. After a while, it gets so bad, you're really almost on the verge of scurvy or a stroke. All it takes is just something to cause those veins to rupture and you're in deep trouble. You've got to get them off the prednisone, get them on lots of vitamin C and MSM, some beta carotene and some vitamin E. Other nutrition as well, just the vitamin C. But basically, without the MSM and vitamin C, you're wasting the other things. It just can't do the job. Because remember, water, salt, and MSM. If you have enough of that, all the other things you give it will do their job right, and you can rebuild, and the body heals itself. Now, Candida has been a big mystery. There's a lot of books written on it, and usually if you look at them, there's a chapter that says how to learn to live with it and how to teach your family to learn to live with it. Who wants to learn to live with it? Get rid of it. Okay, you have acidophilus in your stomach that digests your food. You have a yeast that lives in the colon called Candida. It keeps bad bacteria out. It lives on the food created by acidophilus. People go to the doctors a lot are chronically sick. Those that very seldom go to the doctors very seldom get sick. Because the antibiotics kill not only the bad, but they kill your good bacteria. The pH the body gets out of kilter. The candida is hungry, so it starts spreading. So women get in the vagina a lot. It's a yeast infection. That's candida. The white coating on people's tongues when they're sick. That's candida yeast growing on the tongue. It's just a yeast growth. When it gets to the ears and the eyes, the doctors change the name of it. Now it's thrush. That's candida yeast. If it gets in the brain, it keeps the pH out of balance, causes nerves to trigger uncontrollably, and then they change the name of it again. That's epilepsy. If it gets in your bloodstream, you eat food, you digest it, but you don't assimilate because the candida is stealing it. Now your glands aren't getting the vitamins and minerals, and you start developing allergies. Some people are even allergic to perfume. Odors. You open up a lemon and they get sick. You don't have any energy. Now the doctor's changed the name of it again. Now it's an incurable disease called chronic fatigue. If there were incurable diseases, we'd have all died 6,000 years ago. This is why I love a doctor to tell you you got 6 months to live. He's saying, everybody's got your symptoms that I treat and die. Do what I tell you, exactly as I tell you. You're not going to have to worry about a will. I'll have all your money. And you're not going to be able to sue me because I'm going to keep my promise. I want a second opinion quick. I want 20 years. Tell me how to go about it. We may miss, but we're going to try. Okay, Candida is a living organism. It digests food like you do. Now, if you think of an engine, you put fresh air and gas in the engine, and it burns and it pushes the piston down. Now, when it comes up, you have to get that burnt gas out, or you can't get any fresh in. So if you have a plugged exhaust and you can't get it out, you lose energy. When your body is burning energy, it creates toxins. When you're creating them faster and you can get rid of them, they back up on you and you get tired. When you go to sleep, your metabolism slows way down, you finish throwing the toxins off, so you wake up refreshed. If you're doing a little garden work where you're actually perspiring and getting rid of the toxins to your pores, you're not normally as tired as if you're doing computer work. You're burning the same amount of energy, but you're not getting rid of it. MSM makes the cells so permeable, you get rid of toxins so much faster. Some people don't want to take it after 5 o'clock because they do weird things about 9 o'clock. They're hanging curtains, ironing, doing things they don't want to do. They get up in the morning, they roll out of bed, there's no aches and pains, and you feel great all day long. But now if you quit taking it, because you're prone to break down in a certain pattern when you go deficient, the old pains come back. Now that you've been without them, they're new pains to you. You may have lived with them for 10 years and ignored them. And you just pretend like they're not there, but they are. Now, Candida digests food like you do, and it puts out toxins like you do. Those toxins on top of your toxins back up on you, and they can stimulate 80 different diseases you don't have. When it stimulates strep throat, what's the dirt to do for you? Get down the acidosis, it gets stronger, then it stimulates pneumonia. And what's the doctor do for you? Then a sinus infection. He keeps the pH out of balance, increases the growth of the candida. Every 3-4 weeks you have a cold, you have a flu, you don't feel good, you're short-tempered. Is this making sense to you?
Yeah.
I hate big words. If you can't explain it in simple terms, you don't understand it. Candida is a living yeast. It can turn any bread you eat directly into blood alcohol. Yeast and hops and things make alcohol. Blood alcohol is a blood sugar. Man, Ripley's, believe it or not, it talks about in 1890 there was a man that could eat 10 slices of bread and fall down drunk. They thought it was mysterious. All it was, he had a bad candida yeast infection. Blood alcohol is a blood sugar. When the body has adjusted to a high blood sugar content and it suddenly drops, you go into a mood swing like a diabetic. So you crave bread, soda pops, candy, or alcohol to kick the blood sugar back up. So when you go into a bar, you'll see lots of pretzels, breadsticks, popcorn around because it makes the patrons feel better because it keeps their blood sugar high. Almost everybody that's an alcoholic has a candida yeast infection. If you want to see if somebody has a candida yeast infection, put out a potato chip, piece of candy, or a cookie, and turn your back. They'll steal it. When they're driving, they have soda pops, cookies, corn curls. When they watch TV at night, they have cookies, and they surround themselves with junk food. They crave something like the dog chewing on the blade of grass and sucking the MSM out. They don't know what it is. All they know is that the junk foods make them feel a little bit better. It's not correcting problems, but it keeps the blood sugar high. Think of the body this way. Mosquitoes don't make swamps. Swamps don't make mosquitoes. Without a swamp, you don't have mosquitoes. A fly swatter can beat them into submission until your arm gets tired. Then they're going to overwhelm you if you don't drain that swamp. Bacteria and viruses live in your body all the time, and pollens, and they don't bother you. Until the body becomes a swamp or a breeding ground, then they overwhelm you. Antibiotics are a fly swatter. They're treating symptom, not cause. Because if you don't change the swamp, by the time the antibiotic wears off, they're going to overwhelm you again. So why worry about symptoms? Let's get down to cause. When the body's pH is normal, your glands are working properly, Candida cannot live except in the colon where it belongs, and it dies out. Has anybody ever eaten a grapefruit that just fell off the tree? Anybody's been in Arizona cannot go there without wanting grapefruit. You pick them up, and you don't just eat the one. You got to have a second one. You squeeze all the juice out of the rind. Except you get in the store, you're kind of sorry you even bought the dumb thing sometimes, but you eat it because it's supposed to be good for you. Tomatoes, right off the vine, you inhale. You can't get by with one tomato sandwich. Forget the bacon. I mean, just a tomato sandwich. But when you go to the grocery store and you get one that was picked so green you can play ping pong and not dent it, they keep it in the warehouse for 6 months, put a gas on it, turn it red. You take it and slice it and you put it on your sandwich and you bite into it and you think somebody left a piece of cardboard in there somewhere. There is no nutrition. There is no flavor. There is no food value. See, the last couple of days of ripening is when the starches turn into nutrition, flavor, and color. The Lord made it that way because the bugs that eat it, and it'd never get to mature if it came on too soon. Now, if the bugs don't want it, you shouldn't want it. You've got to beat the bugs to it. Because there's nutrition that last couple of days of ripening. That's why you go out and look for a fruit stand and you try to get the guy that just went out and picked it during the day. Corn, right off the plant, sometimes you can almost eat it right off the cob without even heating it. And if you do heat it, you just put enough body temperature in it that it's not cold and you love it. You don't want to overcook it because as the moisture goes, a lot of your nutrition goes with it and your flavor is not the same. This is where we get our nutrition, is fresh foods that have just been picked. This is why there's very little MSM in all the foods that we're getting. To preserve them, they're picked green, they're kept in warehouses, the moisture's constantly evaporating, they wash them or they put car wax on to make them shiny like apples, and by the time you get them, though there is some nutrition there, there isn't enough MSM to replace what you use on a day in and day out basis. So over a number of years, we slowly break down more and more and more and more. And no matter how many vitamins and minerals, we just seem to keep going downhill. They say, we're getting old. That's an excuse.